A plan to open the Gulf of Mexico to oil drilling off the shores of Florida appears dead in the state legislature. The issue arrived seemingly out of nowhere just a little over a week ago in the state session and would allow the four elected statewide cabinet members to have final authority to approve the leasing of state lands between 3 and 10 miles offshore for oil drilling. The legislation was strongly supported by Barney Bishop, president of the Associated Industries of Florida. WMNF spoke with Bishop today and asked him about his group's full-throated support for an issue that is always contentious in Florida politics.
This is an issue that we've been involved in since the winter of 2005, and the reason we're involved in the issue is because the people of Florida, despite what you will hear from the radical left-wing environmentalists and some elected officials, the people of Florida have demonstrably been in favor of drilling for the last 4 years. And every time the price of gas spikes, the numbers go up.
Now, Barney, you got chided in today's Tampa Tribune in an editorial. I guess they referenced an op-ed that you wrote last summer. I'm going to quote from that. You suggested a 12-mile limit in terms of where we should drill off of or where oil companies should do so. This new legislation, of course, concerned a lot of people because it was closer to that, 3 to 10 miles. Again, the Tribune quoting you was saying, as long as tourists can't see an oil rig, tourism will continue unaffected. If one stands on the beach and looks to the horizon, you can see 8 to 12 miles in a clear day. Nothing in sight, no problem for beachgoers. With the potential of only 3 miles away from the coast, wasn't this a little different than what you were suggesting last summer?
No, it's not. Actually, it's congruent with what I was saying, because what I was referring to last summer, Mitch, was a permanent drilling rig. What we're talking about under this new proposal, which is so unique, is only having a temporary drilling rig for a couple of weeks to drill the hole. After that, everything else goes below the surface of the water on the bed, on the seabed of the Gulf of Mexico. So it goes back to the same issue. But number one, here's the real issue, is that oil companies and natural gas companies aren't going to pick beaches to go off of right away. They're going to look in the Big Bend part of Florida where there are no beaches, where they think is a lot of oil and maybe some natural gas. So beaches aren't going to be the first locations they do anyway. But second off, it doesn't make me incongruent with my statement last summer, because that was about permanent rigs. What we're talking about in this new proposal is only temporary rigs. They're only up for a few weeks while you drill the hole. Everything else is below the surface and you never see it.
Now, there was certainly a criticism amongst the people who were against this because of the way it came up in the session just last week, just barely a couple weeks before we close out the session. Some legislators said they would support this, but they thought it was bad public policy to not have a full-throat debate on it because it came up so late. I know you're not involved in terms of the legislature and how they do these things, but do you understand that criticism that came about?
I do, but it's really a red herring, Mitch, because, look, the budget's being done. The budget negotiations have been done in secret. So, look, that's the way the process is. Some issues bubble up from the very beginning. But I will note for all of your listeners and your viewers that, in fact, we have a bill that calls for a memorial that goes to Congress that Seth McKeel from Lakeland put in, and that was before the session. And we've had bills on drilling every year in the Florida legislature, so this isn't a new issue. Do things come up at the last minute? Of course. And that's just the nature of the business. That's the nature of the legislative process. But that, in and of itself, is not a reason to do it. But I understand that that's an issue, an argument that people are going to try to use to try to keep a more serious debate to occur about this very important issue.
The legislature, of course, will be done with their work in the next week or so. Do you look at this as a missed opportunity then? I mean, since they're not going to be coming back to this for another year or so unless some emergency happens probably.
No, absolutely not. In fact, just the opposite. We got further along than we ever imagined in our wildest dreams. And we've got the next Speaker of the House supporting this issue. So it's going to be back before the legislature next year. We'll work on a real strong Senate sponsor as well. And I think we'll have some bipartisan support. But I think the one thing that I want your viewers to know is that if you look at our polling on this issue, that we ask people, if you're in favor of drilling in Florida coastal waters, if we could convince you there's no environmental detriment, okay? Only 7% of the people in Florida said, even if you could convince me it was environmentally safe, that we still wouldn't do it. That those are the people that are writing to the newspaper, and those are who the radical left-wing environmentalists are representing in Tallahassee. Because the vast majority of the people in Florida, the people in the middle, they're in favor of drilling. They want their access to our God-given natural resources.